Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
This is a man who is sharp, who is on top of his game, who knows what's going on.
This guy's tough, he's smart, he's on his game.
His mental acuity is great.
This is a very sharp president.
This is a man that's on his game.
President Biden is absolutely fit.
There's not a problem.
He's sharp, he's fit, he's always answering questions.
He is on the ball.
He was sharper than anyone I've spoken to.
He is sharp. He is on top of things.
There's no doubt in my mind that the president is mentally fit for office.
Biden has proven himself to have a strong memory.
He's completely mentally sharp.
He's at the top of his game.
I gotta go get that pool song. I got it off YouTube, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. My name is Wayne Dupree, and you are looking live at two awesome, good-looking dudes. Look at this. Look at it. Just look at them. I know it's before lunch, but look at them. No, I'm kidding. Welcome to the show. My name is Wayne Dupree, and we are the Wayne Dupree broadcast. Let me introduce the godfather of conservative radio, Mr. Hutch Baylor Jr.
Hello, everybody, and now you can see that I have a face for radio.
And we also have the baby of the bunch, Mr. Jason Robinson. What's up, Jay?
Hey, just sitting here chilling, enjoying some Split Rock coffee. Wayne, you don't know where I can get any of that, do you?
You know, I'm so happy you brought that up because Split Rock Coffee is so good. I mean, you can go to splitrockcoffee.com and use the promo code WD Show. And like we have said on previous shows, it's low acidity. I don't know any other coffee that can claim that or that they say anything about that. They might be that, but they don't say anything. But if you go to splitrockcoffee.com and you watch some of their videos about how they make their coffee and stuff, they give you a deep dive into what is going on. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I look at it, I'm like, man, I'm about to get some good stuff here. You know what I'm saying? But then again, I've also said this is the only coffee I know that I can drink black. Every other coffee I put cream in. This is the only one that I can drink black and not, you know, go through those side effects. It's really good. It's really good.
No, it is. And you know, it's a disabled veteran owned company.
Right.
And veterans, especially, I mean, I guess in all services, but I can only speak to the Army. When we're out there in the field for 30 days or however long, you're out in the field, and coffee is like it can be 110 degrees outside, and I'm drinking coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way it is. And after about 10 or 15 cups, boy, that Maxwell House will wear you out. And I mean, you get a heartburn and everything else, you know, but this is a really mild acidity. I love it.
And I got to say, get the medium roast if you really want to have a good caffeine buzz. I'm drinking dark roast today, so I'll be nice and calm.
That's weird. Are we live?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Twitter's not showing the video.
I'll just have to power through it.
Oh, it's on your Twitter feed.
I don't see it.
Well, I got it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
100%.
Then they're screwing with me again. Oh, you know what? I got to go to replies, right? No, I don't see it. Wow. Okay. Refresh. Well, no, I did. I mean, I'm even looking on my phone. But that's weird. I can't even retweet it. Okay. So we're getting ready to have a guest on at the bottom of the hour.
Oh yeah, us handsome fellows, we're playing.
No, that's yesterday. Look at my hat.
Look at my shirt.
Oh. Weird.
Let me do something here. But we are live on Rumble.
Giddy up.
We are live on Rumble. Record locally for each participant. Okay. Okay. So we got Dan Schneider who's coming on. You know, we talk about how conservatives are targeted by big time tech companies. And with AI coming out and doing what they're doing, they have like baked in the bias against conservative media. So, you know, I haven't used Twitter's AI like that, but I've heard people talk about Twitter's AI and, oh yeah, I forgot. Elon Musk wants everybody to stop calling it Twitter, but I can't. But even other AI platforms, they have a, you know, that liberal bias side. So when you ask a question about what you got, it starts pointing at Washington Post, NPR, those type of things. It doesn't point to conservative media in that way. Now, it might talk about conservative media in a bad light, but it's really trying to cut the legs out, almost like what, remember what Biden and the administration did to Russia when Ukraine started fighting them? They shut off all communications coming out. Well, anything that was coming out of Russia, they shut it off. If you said anything about what Russia was talking about, they shut you down. You know, and that's almost what is happening over here. And Jay, you work in that type of department. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, what you guys have to realize is there's hard censorship and soft censorship. Hard censorship is where they just take you off of platforms. And like Hutch has talked about it on his podcast, where all of a sudden you go, one day it's gone. And a Facebook page, same thing. Soft censorship is what you see on other platforms like Twitter, where they'll let you be on the platform. They just don't pay you as much based on the topics that you want to talk about. So if you want to talk about the corrupt government, congratulations, you don't make much money. If you want to talk about, you know, how great Joe Biden is, congratulations, they pay you a lot of money in ad revenue. And now it's starting to branch into AI, which what most people don't realize, most of these AI models scrub the internet. And that's how they learn, in quotes, about different topics. So if you look at any like ChatGPT or those sorts of things, they're going to go to the mainstream sources to gather their information. And that's how they'll learn and report on a subject. So if all these mainstream sources are controlled by the liberal regime and they spin things a certain way, that's why when you use an AI model, it will use what they say to form its opinion, just like a lot of brainless people who only watch mainstream media.
I think the term AI is a poor term. Mm. It's not intelligence. AI is a tape recorder.
Right.
That's all AI is. AI is searching with keywords. You know, so whatever you put into it, that's what you're going to get out. Like if you remember when we first started on automation in business and professional life, the term was garbage in, garbage out. You know, you put a bunch of garbage in the database, anything you get out of that database is going to be tainted. And that's the way AI is going to be exploited. It already has been. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Let's do this. Oh, by the way, I found out what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but I like working on stuff while I'm doing this thing and stuff. I went into the media producer on Twitter and I see the video there. I just don't see it on my timeline. So I clicked on the video itself and now I'm sharing from inside a producer. It just didn't post on the thing, but however it is. We got some more phone calls overnight. Paige called us at 3 this morning.
Oh my God.
3 this morning. So
Wade was up doing graphics.
Yes, I was. Let me play these three because again, if you want to have your voice heard here on the Wayne Dupree show, we are taking your phone calls. And we really want to hear from you because I really think y'all are smarter than the people in Washington. I mean, I've always thought that actually. I've always thought that y'all were smarter than the people in DC, and y'all had better solutions. You know what I'm saying? They had better solutions. So let me this is Paige.
Yes, I'd like to leave a comment for the luxury apartment issue that I've read about on the social media. And so I'd like to leave that comment. Appreciate you allowing me to do this.
This is, real quick, the luxury apartment that she's talking about is in New York. They're giving illegals luxury apartments while they're keeping other people in. I mean, like, stone floors like type deal. They're giving them that. And I put that question out over social media and Paige is speaking about
it. As an American, I'd love to have my voice heard. That doesn't happen all that much. I'm a regular person. And here I go. This is a tale as old as time. You have illegal aliens coming in, breaking into our country illegally, you know, breaking our laws. And now they get to live in a nice apartment, unlike anything most of us Americans have ever seen. They are taking a piece of the crime pie. Then you have the contractors who are putting these apartment buildings together, these marble bathroom apartments, and they get their piece of the pie, probably not even, it's probably no bid contract. So, you know, they get their piece of the crime pie. And then you have the politicians that are involved in this in our government who also, you know, get their piece of the crime pie. And all these people are lining their pockets at the expense of the American citizen, such as myself. And we don't appreciate it, but we will have our day in court. And this will be corrected and things handled appropriately. Because we are citizens. We are not third world people. We are not criminals. We are not animals or savages. I've seen some of those NYPD videos where the police officers are getting beat up.
Yeah.
And it's so wrong. All of it is also wrong. But our day's coming. In this country, we're allowed to vote. And hopefully it won't be stolen again, like 2020. But this November, we're going to go out and vote for the greatest president this country's ever had, Donald J. Trump. And he will give us, he will complete his promises, as he always does. He has promised that he'll take care of us, take care of our nation, and make us great again. And that includes our judicial system, which right now is pretty messed up and being used against him as well as the American public. But I believe I have to have faith in our, rule of law, our system, and in the president that will be sitting there come next year. He'll follow up.
Okay, so thoughts real quick.
I don't know if it's going to get settled in court, but it's going to get settled somehow. You know what I mean? We got one more shot. One more shot at elections.
I like when you said that, because I'm like, oh, man. There we go.
One more shot. This is the last. If this election doesn't work out right, forget elections.
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny. We're working on a piece on the American Tribune how this is just a large wealth transfer. Like, we all know about the voting, the bringing the illegals in, but people are really overlooking the wealth transfer. So if you are a big apartment building owner in or own a hotel in New York, the federal government is going to pay these developers over market price for these hotel rooms, and they guarantee they'll fill them top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And all that money's coming from the government going into these developers. These developers then support the politicians that are doing it. And, they're making them three meals a day. Now you've got a food contractor, and it is a huge wealth transfer, and the money's going out of America's coffers into the hands of rich and powerful people, almost like the military industrial complex, where it's funny, people haven't explored that, but if you look, like, that's what's happening. If you own a hotel, hey, do I want to work with the government and have my whole hotel filled up top to bottom for the next year? For, there's reports that hotel rooms that would go for $150, $160 a night, they're paying $300 a night for. And I mean, they're guaranteeing people.
You got to try. You got to see in New York, $300, you get in the basement.
Right.
Wow.
They're thousands.
Yeah.
There's an added facet to that too. I read an article this morning. People in New York, especially in New York City, mm-hmm. Property owners, like that hotel owner you're talking about, but more importantly, the bodega owner, the hot dog shop owner, the small business owner, that maybe the guy that's the landlord that has four or five rental properties, they're going to pay for all that with property taxes. These people's taxes in New York, some of them, they're all going up, every one of them. But some of them are going up 75%.
Wow.
I mean, it's going to be, you're going to watch Escape from New York is going to happen.
Wow. Oh, speaking about Escape from New York, we did a show yesterday about the trucker situation.
They backed him down, didn't they?
Somehow they did it. Now, he came out. And he even deleted his tweet.
Yeah.
He even deleted his tweet. He said his family, family always comes first. Family always comes first. We say the same thing about Ross Perot, but family always comes first. But man, when you start messing with that type of stuff, and I mean, with New York,
I'm sitting there. I'm thinking in my own situation, because my family wants to stay here. Everybody except me and the family wants to stay in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The boss man is moving out of Pennsylvania if a couple things happen. Now, I ain't leaving yet, but if my taxes start going up 75%, I paid $2,000 city tax a couple weeks ago, city tax for the schools, the failing schools, and the freaking Carnegie Library. Andrew Carnegie donated these libraries, and now I got to pay taxes on them.
Yeah, you know what? That's messed up. That's
so, you know, sometimes you say families first. That's true. But sometimes dad got to take charge of the family.
I understand. I do. I understand.
Well, and back to the trucker. I mean, if they shut down trucking to New York City, it's going to make escape from New York City look like a comedy. I mean, it's going to be horrible. And we learned it from Trump. You can't rise up against the regime without expecting the blowback. And the guy was too successful. His message got out too strong. It was starting to take off. And you know, someone somewhere picked up a phone, said, whoa, 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 back up the train. We can't have this.
Yeah, somebody got to that Chicago guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Another, let's see. We go. Oh, well, let's do this. Let's play this one. And then we got one for J-Rob. And I'll save the video for later.
Yeah, Wayne. This is the Bald Eagle. I used to be a truck driver. I retired. You know what? Make the Republicans are strong. We'll be strong. Stay strong. I like you three guys. You're great. But they need to do New York. And what we have in the White House, they don't care about Americans. They'd just soon see us dead. Yep. But they don't understand. We won't quit fighting. Bye. Thank you.
All right, well,
bye. Bye. And then we got one for J-Rob.
Yes, sir. Mr. Dupree, I would like to leave a message for J-Rob and just ask him if y'all get time on one of your shows, if he can explain the RICO case in Georgia, the one that's falling apart. I still don't understand that, and I've tried to read it, and I'm not as smart as J-Rob. If y'all get a chance on one of your shows, love the show. One of your biggest fans. Thanks. Bye.
And thank you, dear.
Well, I appreciate her saying I'm smart, but I just read a lot. So to give a quick, here's the quick and dirty. Thanks for your message, by the way. RICO is laws that were passed kind of to go after the mob. It's called Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act. So what it does, it allows you to punish offenders engaging criminal activities like racketeering. So, for example, if you have a criminal enterprise, let's say you're a drug dealer, and you have all the guys working for you and the distributors, all that can get looped into a case, a racketeering case. What they're trying to say is that President Trump was breaking the law when it comes to election integrity. He was trying to steal the vote or that sort of thing, false electors. But instead of being able to charge him criminally, they're charging him under this RICO statute, which means they're treating it like a criminal organization, like he was a drug dealer. So kind of the equivalent is, if you were a drug dealer and they charge you, like you just get charged for what you did. If it's a RICO charge, you get charged for like what the whole organization did. And the punishment's a lot worse. Why is it falling apart? Well, really, it's kind of all these Trump cases are like untested legal theory, meaning they're applying the laws in ways they've never tried to apply them before. And that's why they're just wild. The second thing is Fannie Willis. It turns out she is more corrupt than President Trump, and her hearing's continuing today. But Fannie, basically, the guy she hired to prosecute this organized crime case, turned out she was sleeping with him ahead of time. He was sweetening up to her so that he could get this contract. She paid him like double what the top RICO lawyers in the state would want. And so she's going to get kicked off the case, I'm pretty confident. I don't think the case will go away unless they can't find a prosecutor to take it. So,
well, one thing you have to do is, in order for it to work, this is why it's going to be hard, if there's an honest jury.
Right.
Because RICO was designed for organized crime, for the Italian mafia, because they can blame the boss. In organized crime, there's a thing called omerta, where nobody says anything. So you get a guy that murdered somebody on the street. He goes to jail for 10 years for murder, but the mob boss is still up there calling the shots. So all they have to do, what they have to do in a RICO case, in Trump's case, they have to identify an organization. If they can identify an organization, then everybody goes. But if they can't do it, then it's just individual. That's why you've got Trump election aides and different other people in the trial, because all they got to do is find one of them guilty of something. And if they go the RICO way, they can get the mob boss, Donald Trump, to go to jail for it. And it was really the only people that ever got nailed with RICO were Italians and blacks up until this. This is something that the Democrat Party ought to be charged with a RICO crime.
But you know, speaking about Italians and blacks, and there was another, and the mafia thing that I, Godfather Conservative Radio. You know, yesterday I came across a quick rundown of The Godfather on YouTube. Of all the movies, they just put Michael Corleone in there from here to here. That's one of the best goddamn movies I ever, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I was like.
That movie changed mob guys.
Yeah, I bet it did. I bet it did.
It really did.
I mean, and the way, because you had some real like type stuff in there mixed in with nonfiction type of stuff. But, you know, you're looking at it, you're like, I mean, but it was family, though. You know, it's family, too. But
Joe Colombo was right on the site, on the scene. Yeah. I mean, they were part of the consulting. That's why you never heard the word mafia in those movies.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Or La Cosa Nostra, nothing.
Right.
Because the mob said, don't do it.
I got to say, I wish our government wouldn't have learned so much from the mob about how to run things. Because right now.
That's true, too.
Like the trucker we were talking about, what do you suppose the odds are his phone didn't ring and it wasn't some inspector saying, hey, did you know it's been a while since your truck was inspected? Oh, by the way, one of our guys just looked at your tires. Your tires are getting a little bald. Looks like you got a turn signal out. Do you know what the penalty is for that? No. It's not the $100 your turn signal's out. You're endangering the safety of other people. That's a $100,000 fine, and
we'll take that truck. We'll take that truck in collateral.
Right.
Or this one. How's your wife, Judy?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We saw that your daughter. We know your daughter has a soccer game on Thursday.
Damn. You wake up in the morning, who the hell is that dead lady in my bed, man?
Right. Well, if you look at it, like what they're doing to Trump is a mob hit, you know. Sure, what I mean?
They're just
using the courts. And Hutch made a good point too with the RICO thing. They're trying to charge any crimes anybody did underneath him in the organization.
That's the whole key to it.
Even if he didn't know about it, if they can establish this was a criminal organization, they can charge him with whatever nonsense anybody below did. So, yeah, it's kind of wild.
Yeah, they did some bad things back in the day. RICO was one of them. Three strikes, you're out was another one.
Yep. And it's sad because at the time we fall for it, right? Yeah. Where it's like, you know, like we're going to be talking about freedom of speech, and we'll talk about some of the reach stuff that happened after 9/11 and the FISA and all that. And now it's just being weaponized against American citizens. And it's like the path to hell is paved with good intentions. And that's what happens with this stuff.
You know, before we bring on, I guess there's a video that I wanted to show you real quick. And this was one of our callers had talked about it briefly, but when I saw it, I was like, this is nuts.
Is that a migrant camp in New York City? Isn't it?
In New York.
Look at the cops, man. They're not even.
They're
like a school teacher.
They're outnumbered. Those cops are outnumbered.
Yeah.
every person throwing something to be removed from the country's debate.
One of the reasons why I wanted to show that is because while I was watching it and I was thinking about it, we've been hearing about the fights and stuff against the New York police. And, you know, we see people leaving New York and stuff. So the only conclusion that I can come to with this is that when this gets out, it's going to happen everywhere very quickly.
And blue cities are bad. I mean, you look, that doesn't look like, if you go back 20 years, that doesn't look like a group of New York Police Department. It looks like a lot of people left. Like the basic cop is no longer the, I don't know how I'm trying to say this. It doesn't look like the same police department because these blue cities don't have their cops back.
Right.
I mean, I'll tell you that there thousands of people have left NYPD. Some of them, many of them before retirement age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're bailing out, man. They're going to the suburbs.
And this is the problem with these illegal immigrants. They come in the country illegally, so they already don't respect our laws. And then they see the laws not being enforced. Like those guys that beat up the cops that got let out. You continue to reinforce the behavior that you can do anything you want and we're not going to hold you accountable. I mean, they're just responding to what we're teaching them, you know?
That's right.
It's like if you let your dog shit on the floor, your dog's going to keep shitting on the floor. It's
like that luxury apartment building that she was talking about. There's 3,000 units in that building.
Yeah. Right.
That's a lot of freaking illegals.
Yeah. And I'm not being racist, but I've been in those hotels up there in New York. They're very small. You're talking like maybe 8-9 people in there at the same time.
Yep. Three generations.
Families, man. Yeah. You're talking about families. Coming in on the show is coming a friend of the show. And his name is Dan Schneider. He's working over at MRC and also Free Speech America, too. That's supposed to be an N right there. Yeah. We met when he was at CPAC. As a matter of fact, he handed me my Blogger of the Year award, as a matter of fact, which was a surprise. But, it capped off. Man, those are some good times, Hutch, man. That's
all good. You should have seen him, J-Rob. You should have seen him. He's up on a stage, right? And he looks around. He's like, oh, I guess you people don't recognize me. So he grabbed his sunglasses.
He was gangster.
Yeah, we were different back in the day.
We were different back there. Yeah, we sure were. Probably the only person in CPAC history that wore sunglasses on the stage. I don't know. But
I saved a guy there that year.
Yes, you did.
How'd you save a guy?
He saved a guy. The guy was walking over to the radio booth and we were talking, waiting for our next guest. And the guy, he was an older guy. He looked like he was struggling, but he wasn't struggling, but he looked like he was struggling. Hutch was like, yeah, you know, and the White House and this, wait, what's going on? Whoa.
It was on YouTube.
The guy.
He dropped something.
The guy had dropped something to pick it up. Hutch thought he was having a heart attack or something. Now, and he was like, wait. And we were like, wait. Oh, no, Hutch. Oh, my God.
You should have seen what just happened, man. Four balloons just came up in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Ah, there we go.
Fireworks.
I got it. Let me Let me bring Mr. Dan Schneider on, but let me play a video. The video caught my eye, and that's why I wanted to talk to him, because it's a very serious situation when it comes to the suppression and the tactics that big media is taking on conservative media.
We've been warning you. Artificial intelligence is going to be suppressing your speech. The day has arrived. ChatGPT is officially putting its thumb, its elbow, its entire arm on the scale to try to get you to read the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all the other left-wing outlets at the expense of conservative media. We asked ChatGPT for two basic questions. What's the most reliable outlets, and what are the least reliable outlets? You can imagine what the answer is. Well, the most recent version of ChatGPT-4, we asked the same question. What are the least reliable outlets? And we were amazed. ChatGPT-4 is now directing users to go to the most radicalized left-wing media ratings firms around to find the answer out. That's NewsGuard and Ad Fontes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you our friend of the show, Mr. Dan Schneider. What's up, D? What's going on? You know,
this is a really important topic. It's a serious one. But before we get to it, I've got to disclose something. Because apparently, the great Wayne Dupree has been only telling half the story about when I gave him that, one of the most prestigious awards at CPAC a few years ago. I don't think you guys know what happened. We had told Wayne, hey, we got the special seat for you in the premium seating area. Please be our special guest. We had him sitting there. And, he was kind of busy. I think he wanted to go get lunch or something. And
we were broadcasting.
And we had somebody on stage who was going a little long. And I kept on telling my comms director, Ian Walters, just keep him there. Just keep him there. Yeah. And Wayne Dupree, who's just about to get the most prestigious award we had to give, was pissed. He wanted to go. And trying to get him to wait so that we could surprise him with this big award on stage. It was hard to honor him as the blogger of the year worldwide. And all he was doing was sulking. But we got him up there.
We take food really serious around here, Dan. Come on.
It was a big interview that was coming. It might have been Alan West or whatnot. And I you're gonna be interviewing with Wayne Dupree and stuff. Come on in. And all of a sudden the people came like, Wayne, they need you on it. Who needs me? We need to walk you back. Come on. Okay, yeah, I'll go. And I'm sitting up there with Greta Van Sestrom and all that stuff. I'm like, for this?
Everybody that Wayne beat out, it's a surprise award, and it's meant to be a surprise award. And he's sitting there with everybody he beat out to be the winner, and he's just sulking until he's called up on stage. Then he had
to put great glasses on.
Yeah, I was
angry. You wanted a sandwich? Come on.
I'm like, for this? I mean,
they got those good sandwiches at CPAC too, the roast beef.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, well, they used to. Anyway. Yeah. Mr. Dan, listen. As you know, for the last couple of years, you have been working tirelessly to explain to anybody and everybody that will listen the perils of censorship. What these companies are trying to do with our websites, with our way of living. You even know, you contacted me and told me that that your website is included with all the other websites that they are going after to target. So speak to our audience, let them know what you're all about and why you are doing this.
Yeah. So look, these big tech giants, we know them by the names Google, Facebook, Meta, Instagram, YouTube, all the stuff. And we use their products. We see their stuff. Google Maps is convenient. Gmail is out there, all that stuff. But what people oftentimes don't appreciate is how these big tech platforms are trying to change the world. They've loved the power that they've got, and now they're trying to radicalize the whole world, and they do it in the worst possible ways. So if you're Wayne Dupree, they're content to let Wayne live, to survive, as long as he's not communicating his ideas to the American public. Once they understand that Wayne is an effective communicator, they're going to try to take him out. So they use these ratings firms like NewsGuard and Advantes to tell companies, don't advertise on Wayne's show, because we've got to drive him out of business.
Yeah.
And it's true across the board for conservative media outlets. You know, NewsGuard, Advantes, Wikipedia even, they are out there telling advertisers Wayne is unreliable. He is, and if you put money onto his site, you know, your customers are going to be scared away from your product. So all these advertising agencies and ad placement firms, they use NewsGuard, Advantes to destroy the Wayne Dupree show. And that's true across all conservative media outlets. And we've done lots of studies to show how Advantes works and how NewsGuard works. We're going to be releasing a big Wikipedia story soon. But now we've discovered that ChatGPT is utilizing these left-wing media ratings firms for its results. So when you ask ChatGPT what's the most reliable media outlets out there, you can imagine it's the New York Times, it's NPR, it's PBS, the Washington Post, every media outlet that's terrible, they're the ones that ChatGPT is directing you to. And then they're telling everybody that, you know, that shows like Wayne Dupree and outlets like Heritage Foundation's Daily Signal or Daily Wire or, you know, Newsbusters or townhall.com, all of those, that they are unreliable and not to be trusted. Don't advertise there. Don't get your media there.
Dan, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it. Hutch Bailey Jr. You've noticed recently with the Harvard situation and the attack on Israel by Hamas, a larger percentage of Americans, especially young, than ever before, that are supporting Hamas and jihad-type activities like that and against Israel. You wrote a piece, an op-ed in the New York Post a while back.
Yeah.
What would you think would happen if you use Google's chat or AI chatbot and ask them, hey, what's Hamas or what's Israel? This is even deeper than just conservative media, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Because they're trying to change society. They're trying to change the world. So that's right. Right after the Hamas attack on Israel, I just went on to Google's AI program and asked a few questions. When I asked Google's, what's the capital of all kinds of countries? They could tell me the capital of the United States, the capital of Russia, the capital of Venezuela, but it would not tell me what the capital of Israel is. Mm. But it would tell me what the capitals of the four countries bordering Israel. But when I asked, what's the capital of Israel? It simply said, well, gee, I'm a large language model. I don't have the capacity or the capability of answering that. And when I asked, well, what is Jerusalem? Like, I'm sorry, I don't have the capability of answering that question. Similarly, Hamas, what is Hamas? Google could tell me what the Irish Republican Army is. It could tell me what Black Lives Matter is. It could tell me all kinds of organizations, but it could not tell me what Hamas is, even though the whole world knows what Hamas is. But Google specifically designed its program not to be able to tell users what Hamas is, what the capital of Israel is, but it could tell everybody in the world where the bomb shelters are in Israel. That's exactly what Hamas wanted to know. Where are those bomb shelters? Google allowed that, but not anything else.
You know, Dan, your work is so important, and especially as we gear up for the election. I think one of the more interesting things coming out of the last election was how big tech, and specifically, like, people don't talk enough about Google, but everything on the internet, directly or indirectly, runs through Google. So can you explain to the audience, I saw you do a little work on this post-2020, kind of how they manipulate the search results or the traffic to help to actually influence activities people take?
Yeah. So there's a PhD researcher out of Harvard who has done the work to show that in the last presidential election, Google manipulated anywhere from 6 to 8 million votes nationwide for Joe Biden. This researcher is a Democrat. He confesses he voted for Hillary Clinton, but he is very nervous that big tech, especially Google, is swaying elections. 6 to 8 million votes. Now, we did our own little studies again on Google before the previous four Republican presidential debates. Now, I mean, this is shocking. This is almost unbelievable, but you can do it right now. I'm sure you'll get the same results that we previously did. Before each of these Republican presidential debates, we asked Google two big questions. You know, we just simply asked, you know, Democrat presidential campaign websites, and then separately, Republican presidential campaign websites. For the Democrats, the first search result that Google gave us was Joe Biden, his campaign website. And then oddly enough, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders' old campaign websites showed up. So did Marianne Williamson. But Google did not give us the campaign website of RFK Jr., who was the single biggest threat to Biden's reelection. Okay, but here's the even more shocking result. When we asked for Republican presidential campaign websites, Google gave us only two search results. Marianne Williamson again. And the only other campaign website they gave us was the guy polling at 0% nationwide, Will Hurd. Google did not give us the campaign website for Donald Trump, for Vivek Ramaswamy, for Ron DeSantis, for Nikki Haley, none of the other Republicans.
Wow.
This has held true for the whole period of these presidential debates. Google does not apologize for it. But it does show how, you know, one of the ways Google is suppressing information about Republicans on its Google News site, but it links to articles about Trump. 100% of the articles about Trump are negative.
Yep.
0% of the articles are negative about Biden. And it's across several issues. Google is silently attacking our electoral system. It's clear when Facebook censors or when YouTube censors, you get the notice, everybody knows it. But when Google does it, it's very slippery and sinister and much more effective.
You know, you speak about Google, and I know when I'm looking up certain subjects about trending stories or whatnot, the first thing I see, well, the first 10, first 15, first 30 are all liberal websites. You don't even see the top crop, cream of the crop conservative sites within the first 15 to 30. You don't see it. But with this, how does our side quote
fight back?
Yeah, because the people that are in charge right now, you would think the House would do something, you know, before they got elected a few years ago. We were saying Section 230.
Exactly.
Now they're in charge or whatnot. Well, they don't have the numbers as big as they used to, but when they did have the numbers, they didn't do anything about Section 230. So what are we supposed to do?
Yeah. Well, let me give you a few answers for your viewers right now. One thing they can do, a very practical thing they can do, is stop using the Google search engine. Now, Bing and DuckDuckGo are run by liberals too.
No, really?
That's not the perfect answer, but you'll get better search results on Bing and DuckDuckGo than you do on Google. The actual conservative search engine is called Tusk. You'll get fairer answers on Tusk, but Bing and DuckDuckGo are much better alternatives than Google. Now, on Monday, in less than a week, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear two cases, similar cases. One that big tech is challenging a Texas law, and another big tech is challenging a Florida law. Those two cases are going to be the single biggest free speech First Amendment cases in well over half a century. Mm-hmm. So we can hope that the Supreme Court's going to get this right. Now, Clarence Thomas has been beating this drum for a long time. So we can let's pray that the majority goes with Clarence Thomas on these cases. Of course, he is one of the greatest living justices, one of the greatest jurists in of our time. But there are other things that can go on. Wayne, you're exactly right. The House has done nothing on reforming the law. It's referred to as Section 230. Kathy McMorris Rodgers has been the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee. Mm-hmm. That legislation has to originate in her committee.
Mm.
She has been very focused on child protection.
TikTok. She has
not introduced any reform legislation on Section 230.
Right.
And that's been a big disappointment to me, but she has announced that she's retiring. So, next Congress, we got to make sure that we've got a good chairman of that committee who will take on big tech and fight against big tech censorship of our speech and address artificial intelligence as well. It's her committee that has primary jurisdiction over AI too. And AI is being weaponized right now against conservatives, and it all has to stop. We've got to protect our rights.
I agree. And, it's interesting. Right before you came on, we were discussing the different tenets of RICO prosecutions, and Google screams out for a RICO prosecution with all these things going on. I want to lighten it up just a little bit, Dan. We like to do this on this show from time to time.
Are we going
to
pick on Wayne again? I hope so.
I'm going to let you speak about your athletic prowess. In 1988, you were in the Himalayas, sir. In a base camp of Annapurna. Explain what happened.
Well, I was living in Asia back then, and I thought you were going to talk about my running. I was actually a pretty decent runner back then.
I'm talking Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, yeah. If you all remember the name Jim Ryan, he had been on the cover of Sports Illustrated 6 or 7 times, broke multiple world records at the 800 meters, 1500 meters, the mile. He was a teammate of mine. He was a bit older, but he gave me a 5-iron. And when I traveled around the world, I took that 5-iron. And I found myself hiking in the Himalaya. I actually got to the second base camp of the third highest mountain in the world. And I pulled out a golf ball and I whacked that ball up into a glacier. I didn't realize, but at that moment, yes, indeed, I finally broke the world record that had eluded me for all those years. And I hit a golf ball at a higher elevation than anybody else on the planet at that point.
Get out.
We had a Guinness Book World Record.
Well, so I contacted Guinness after I discovered that I broke it, and they said, "Sorry, you had to have an observer there record that you had done it." And I had pictures, and they said, "Sorry, not good enough." So no, I was never recognized by Guinness. Recognized.
But still better than this. You
started out of it.
In my heart, I knew I was the Wayne Dupree of high elevation golf.
Wayne's gonna give you an award.
And I'm gonna all right, be Dan. Upset about it.
Oh my god. All goodness.
Right, I gotta ask, if we put you in charge of redoing Section 230.
Yeah.
So one of the things we talk about on the show, like the Patriot Act was a good idea, and now it's just being weaponized against the American people. And 230, I've been dying to ask somebody who really knows, how do we do it? How do we restructure it so that it doesn't come back to bite us in the ass 5 years from now?
You know, the answer is actually very simple and clear.
Okay.
Let's see if I can make the answer clear. But it's this: the law of the land for hundreds of years, literally hundreds of years, about what's referred to as common carriers. common carriers include big public utilities like electric companies. It also includes things like telephone companies. These are private companies, cable companies. A common carrier is a company that provides a service to the public that is available to all. Just like Facebook and Google, they're common carriers. And the rule has always been, except for one exception, the rule has always been that common carriers cannot deny service to anybody. And then as a consequence, they're not held liable when somebody does something wrong using that service. So like a terrorist can pick up a phone using an AT&T line or Verizon line, calls in a bomb scare, but AT&T is not held liable for it. It's a common carrier. They can't deny service. Everybody's got to be able to have access to it. The one exception, for a time, the Supreme Court stupidly held that a railroad company could, in fact, deny, in the Plessy versus Ferguson case, could deny a black man from being able to buy a ticket. That's the only exception the Supreme Court ever gave. And, of course, Plessy versus Ferguson was one of the worst decided cases ever, and it was quickly overturned. Well, these big tech platforms want to resurrect the Plessy versus Ferguson case and say, no, we should be allowed, even though we're common carriers, we should be allowed to discriminate against people and deny service to some people just because we want to. Let's not go back to the Plessy versus Ferguson era where big corporations are allowed to discriminate. Let's allow individuals to have access to these big providers of services like over the internet. We just need to go back to what has always been recognized under the law. That's all. It's that simple. Now, if you're not so big that you're a common carrier, okay, well, maybe you've got more flexibility. So there is draft legislation on Section 230 that basically says, look, if you're really big, if you provide a service to more than a certain number of people, or you've got revenues exceeding a certain amount, then you got to allow people to have access to it. If you're smaller, then you're no longer a common carrier, and you're not going to be held to that same standard. It's that simple. Is that simple? Is that clear? Maybe not.
Yeah, essentially get rid of the 230 exception unless you're over a certain size.
Well, you let 230 exist, but you can't discriminate. See, right now, right, these big tech companies, they want it both ways. They right. want to be able to provide a service and make lots of money, but also discriminate. You can't provide service to the broad public, but then discriminate against a few of us. You've got to open it up to everybody.
Love it. Thank you.
Dan, before I let you go, why don't you tell our audience about MRC and Free Speech America and how they can support you and how they can reach out. And if they have any more questions about the topics that they heard here today.
Yeah. So the Media Research Center, MRC, Brent Bozell founded it back in the 80s. You know, he's the nephew of William F. Buckley Jr. and the son of Brent Bozell II. And, you know, he grew up and was and worked in that sort of Rush Limbaugh era. And he was trying to he's founded the MRC to show that the media was biased. You know, job well done. Everybody now knows the media is biased. So a few years ago, he expanded MRC's work to focus on big tech as well. So I focus on that side of the ledger, trying to push back on big tech censorship of us. But MRC also has Newsbusters. That's where we put most of our stories up online about media censorship and big tech censorship. We do some other work too, but you can go to mrc.org to find out about the whole organization. Newsbusters.org gives you our up-to-date information news about all the work we do. But basically, we're strong allies of Wayne Dupree and his
Did you have any tips for us here on the show?
Do I have any tips? Well, stop using Google.
Yeah.
You know, Google is the font of all evil. These big tech platforms are trying to silence us, but Google's the worst of them all. And I'll just say this. I know that some conservatives are upset that the new Speaker of the House isn't doing enough on some issues, but I'll tell you what. He is a First Amendment purist, and he fought for us in the National Defense Authorization Act to prevent DOD from continuing to discriminate against conservative sites. He believes strongly in free speech. And of course, he's been fighting on the border aggressively. So, you know, I think he's a huge improvement over what what Republicans have seen for decades. Great. So I like what he's doing.
Well, my friend, I want to have you back on. Well, you know, we're going to have you on, back on, and I want to continue to keep our communication lines open, because you are one of a kind, and, you know, we like you here on the show.
Well, you have to give an award to Wayne before he's going to like you, I guess.
All right. I got to let you go. But thank you, Dan. Thank you so much. Gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right.
Instant coffee. Decaf. Latte. Espresso. Americano. Coffee is the second most popular beverage in the world. In United States, more than 450 million cups of coffee are consumed per day. But the top spot for coffee lovers in the world is Finland, where according to International Coffee Organization, each person consumes an average of 12 kilograms of coffee beans per year. But where did our love for this coffee come from? Coffee grown worldwide can trace its heritage back centuries to the ancient coffee forests on the Ethiopian plateau. Today, coffee continues to reign supreme. In fact, coffee is of such importance in human lives no matter where these coffee come from. We can all agree that a good cup of coffee can make our day.
Well, I almost did it. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wayne Dupree, and we are live again. Let me introduce it. If this is your first time watching the show, conservative radio, Ms. Hutch Bailey Jr.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Wayne Dupree Show.
And then we got the baby of the bunch, Mr. J. Robinson.
Giddy up, everybody. Lots more news to go through.
What are y'all looking at right now? What's on your plate? Because Hutch is going like this. What are you looking at, man?
I'll tell you, I got to rearrange these monitors. I've never heard anything like this before, man. Our society is changing right in front of our eyes. This is out of Boston. Out of control school begs Massachusetts governor to send in the National Guard to restore order. I mean,
that's wild.
That is. I mean, it's, I'm trying to see if it's a high school. Yeah, high school.
If it's that bad,
geez. I mean, close it. You know, this is, we got like that video you showed to the cops.
Yeah.
Did they take stun guns away from them? Did they take the tear gas away from what? Control the crowd? You know, New York knows how to control a crowd.
Well, you remember.
Not after George Floyd.
You remember what happened? Well, before George Floyd, you remember what happened in Baltimore, Hutch?
Yes, I do.
The riots.
And guess that? And that DA is now in prison, if I'm not mistaken.
If not, she's going. But you remember how she told the police to stand down. It was the craziest thing that we've ever seen on television. And that was way before George Floyd. That's why I said
it happened in St. Louis too.
That the camera had an overhead shot of like maybe 20, 30 police. They were going toward those kids to break them up, to stop them from, and the next thing you see is them backing up. and the kids getting rocks and stuff and throwing it. It looked like the police were helpless.
That happened nationwide. Well, maybe not all of nationwide, but if you recall when the riots broke out in Pittsburgh during the same 2020 summer, they burnt down a police car and everything. And I know a cop. I talked to him personally about this. Two things happened during that thing. One, they got a guy got injured by a pipe bomb, and they covered it up and said it was fireworks. The other thing was he said that we have horse police in Allegheny County, cops on horseback.
Okay.
And they don't play. And they had these guys out there, and what they do is, like with that car burning, they isolate it. They put a perimeter around whoever they're going to try to arrest or stop. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that happens, they go in and snatch him. It works every time. He said that his buddies told him the first time that they'd ever heard it, they got ordered to retreat. They literally got ordered to retreat to stop enforcing the law. And that's how that got out of hand. That came from up above. That didn't just come from a mayor. That came from higher than that, because it happened in other cities as well. And you're right. I didn't even think about that. Well, I did, but you know, look, New York, if you want to end this, you got to get rid of your freaking mayor and your governor. That's the only way it's going to happen. He's still giving them $10,000 a piece on credit cards.
I thought that the mayor had, well, I didn't think he had changed though, but I thought, because he had been calling out Biden and stuff like that. So then they
sick the FBI on him.
Right. Yeah. Because you don't see him doing it anymore. Go ahead.
I was going to say my fun that I've been going down rabbit hole in is, so we talk about the border. Border's bad, all these illegals coming in. But when you start digging into the damage that's happening to these cities that they're going to, so basically, and Laura Loomer's doing a great thing. She's actually like south of the border right now, if you're following her. And these people down there are saying, like, go to America for free stuff. And so people are coming for the free stuff. So then when they get here, they want to go to the cities with the most free stuff. I mean, wouldn't you? Like, if you're getting invited to a country for the free stuff, like, hey, here you go. And they're kind of helping pay your way there. And these cities that have programs they set up, I mean, and you hear about big ones like New York, but there's cities all over America, the sanctuary cities, there's like 200 of them. And they set up these ridiculous programs. In Maine, we had talked about it. They're actually paying people to house immigrants in their house. And then they are letting them exchange it for work, where they're saying, like, you can assign them like tasks. And this is like in the local legislation.
Slaves.
And you go on the website, you can read it, and you're like, this is like indentured servitude.
I want to cause some controversy, if I may. Mm-hmm. I was always taught about the camps, I forget what they call them, the camps that we have for the internment camps that we have for the Japanese Americans, right, during World War II. I was always on the other side of that argument. I didn't think that was a bad thing. I thought that was a necessary thing. Okay. And I'll tell you, I'm starting to think that now. What are we going to do if we prevail in the national elections? What are we going to do on the next day? We got to set those camps up. We have to set up a living area so we can isolate these illegal invaders. And we're going to have a little bit of a strong gut to do it. I mean, I don't know if you guys agree with that, but I don't know. I'm about solutions, and I want this country clear to these people. I do. And there's people that say it can't be done. That's not true. It can be done. So I'm just putting that out there for discussion.
And camps, huh? Be careful about that, because the Dems have turned those camps right on us. And, you know, they've already been talking about that anyway. I've been talking about, well, not Dems,
re-education camps.
We've been doing this for a long time, by the way. The Border Patrol has been doing this for a long time. It didn't just start. When you got all the Cubans from the Mariel boat lift, they did it. When we got all the Vietnamese from the Vietnam War, they did it. I mean, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know any other way. I mean, you're not going to get them off the street and put them on a bus to Mexico. It's not going to work that way.
Yeah, I think we just send them all to California and then build a wall on California and just not let them out.
But you know what, too? I used to think like that, too, and I used to put it on my Twitter stuff. But then we had conservative people in California like, wait a minute, I live here.
Yeah.
You know? So,
I mean, it doesn't need to necessarily be California, but, I mean, these states that want to allow it, yeah, I mean, that's the point of the United States of America. Yeah. If you want to allow this crazy, you go deal with your crazy, but don't make me deal with it.
Here's how you do it. You go down, you take the 82nd Airborne, and you carve out a county in Mexico. And we take that county and put an American flag on it and put barbed wire around it and put them there.
Well, within 2 years, they've outgrown it.
We ought to invade Mexico. Just take it.
You know,
oh man,
a stronger border than we got now. Mexico has a southern border with Guatemala, I think. That's it stops people,
right?
Yeah, now, yeah. I mean, but you know what? They also have the will to stop people. We don't have the will up here to stop people.
I think we have the will. I don't think the government has the will. We need to replace the government.
That's what I'm talking about. The government doesn't have the will to stop people.
There ought to be a new requirement. Migrants from all around the world, Africans, Chinese, men from Turkey that are watching these migrants come down. Some of them are on their phones. Some of them are making phone calls. Some of them are recording. It's just a bizarre scene out here. There are only two single Border Patrol agents here waiting to process this group. We have not seen a whole lot of Border Patrol out here all day long. But Martha, you said it off the top. Texas has locked down. So a lot of this illegal traffic is now moving to the west, to blue states like California, like Arizona. Here in California, there is no resistance. There's no razor wire. There's no National Guard. Jesus, there's no Christ, shipping man. Containers. It is a sanctuary state. Arizona, no resistance as well. But this is just a bizarre scene as we continue to watch.
You heard that right? Arizona. Like I said, Arizona.
The cartels run Arizona.
Not only have they tried to turn Arizona blue, they're literally doing or making it California South. They're literally making it California South.
These migrants from really all around the world scaling this mountain.
Not only that, we got this.
And over the weekend, Fox cameras witnessed hundreds of Chinese nationals crossing illegally here in Hukumba. Again, most of them single adults, very few, if any, with little children with them. John and Sandra, this is not normal. These numbers are shooting through the roof when it comes to the Chinese. Just to put it in perspective, look at this stunning graphic. CBP sources telling Fox News in the last 4.5 months since October 1st, there have been more than 20,000 Chinese nationals encountered at our southern border. That is up more than 4,000% over all of fiscal year 2021, when there were just 450 Chinese nationals encountered. And keep in mind, we still have almost 8 months left in fiscal year 2024 to go.
I need to go to another country.
There's nothing left. We got to fight for this one.
Yeah, we're the. It's here, nowhere, you know?
Yeah, there's no, this is it. I mean, they've got people.
There's got to be a free island somewhere. There's got to be a free island somewhere, man.
Wherever Hutch moves to, we'll set up the compound.
Yeah. You ain't going to know where I'm going.
Well, look. We know about the hills, so we can, you know,
I got to get out of this state. I'm watching my taxes, man. I can't afford it.
You know, it's funny. That's what I was going to say. At what point do Americans just stop paying taxes? You know, I'm from Minnesota. I pay $3,500 in property tax. You know, I pay 10% of income tax. You know, you pay 20-some percent to the federal government. You pay, you're self-employed. You pay 12% to Social Security. That's going to be bankrupt. Literally like 40% of your money goes to people, and it would be one thing if it's helping to build roads or
kind
of stuff. Right. But I'm sorry, you folks from Mexico or China, where the hell you're coming from, like stay there, you know, or if you're going to come here, come be like us and say,
no, get the hell out.
Right.
No, not come here. We can't afford anybody else, man. $30 trillion, zero. Gates closed. You're out.
But that's what I mean. There was a time in America where when people wanted to come, they actually paid to come to America and had to demonstrate that they would contribute to America. These were the immigration laws. And now they come in and day one, they're on welfare. I mean,
we don't even have Ellis Island anymore. We don't even medically screen them. We make our own people take a jab that kills them, wear these masks all over. We stop the education of our children, and we let these freaking peasants in with nothing.
And I saw on Instagram, I was just going through some of these like on the ground reporting stuff. This guy was interviewing this Hispanic dude who has his little baby who says she was born in America. This is my ATM card. That this is my gold mine. And he said, I've been living here for a year. They pay for my hotel. They give me 3 meals a day. Wow. They pay for all her medical. I get diapers and stuff. All because America is going to pay for this baby, and she's an American citizen, so they can't kick me out.
Unbelievable. You know, they caught a couple Syrians. They caught a couple Syrians at the border the other day wearing special forces equipment.
What?
Yep.
Fashion, not like web belts, but stuff that special forces people wear.
Wow.
You better have a rifle, folks. I'm telling you.
Here's another report.
Take a look at this video we shot early this morning here in Hakumba. After the sun came up, dozens of illegal immigrants from all around the world were gathered up waiting for Border Patrol to process them. Some from China, others from Turkey, others like from Middle Eastern countries. Most of them adults from all around the world. Try talking with some of them. Here's what some of them had to say.
Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
Turkey. Where are you guys from? De donde son?
Ecuador.
Where are you guys from?
China. China.
What city in the U.S. do you want to go to?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, L.A.? Los Angeles, okay.
Man, Jesus.
What's funny, too, is the elites want these government-dependent folks in here because it's just going to be cheap labor for them.
They think they do. The end result is not going to be anything anybody
is
wants.
New York right now. That's right. The end result. Because them trying to get rid of the police, which now I see ties in. No wonder they want to get rid of the police. No wonder they wanted to defund the police so that there wouldn't be any law enforcement to hold off or fend off all of these people that they're allowing in. That's why they wanted to defund the police. And that's what they have up there in New York. You saw that. You saw that video again with, where is it again? It looked like somebody got a chair right to the face just as soon as he started. Yeah.
Well, look at those police officers, too. That's not the best and brightest.
No, it's not. Back in the day, that lady that got hit in the face with the chair would have chased that guy down to the end of the earth. Yeah. She'd have chased her down and beat the shit out of him right in the camera.
Right. But with all, I mean, you see how long back. You saw how long that thing is. All those people that are in there, they get that's almost like a prison. That's almost like a prison type of thing because, you know, in prisons, the guards are outnumbered, the police are outnumbered in there.
Takes four of them to get one guy.
Right, to get one down. And they almost broke his arm off.
And people in the crowd are throwing shit at him.
Yeah.
So y'all are on American soil. Some dude's breaking the law.
Can I suggest the Remington 870 12 gauge would be in order right about now?
Yep.
Stop all that. Now you got to have mall cops wearing masks.
Did you see New York's got a dance team now, the NYPD?
Yeah, I think Zelensky's trying to try out for it.
Right.
You're crazy. Wow. And then instead of Congress taking up this situation, you know what? That's why I said you gotta shut down the goddamn Congress, man. They aren't doing nothing. They aren't doing nothing. Their job. They aren't doing provide for a common defense, promote general. They aren't doing nothing.
You talk about the cops. Look at what they're trying to do with the military. They want them all in Ukraine. They want the military all over in the Middle East. So there's nothing here.
That's funny. Terry just said that. No military to defend us. Yeah. Fact check. True.
As transsexuals, but then you have with everything. Am I lying? I mean, the military is paying for the surgeries. Come on. And then, just like you said last year, not only are they paying for the surgeries, they got to pay for the pills.
For the rest of their life. They're going to have three uniforms next. They have male, female, and everybody else. I'll tell you, and you look at what's happening with the whole West, not just the United States. Didn't the Houthis sink a British ship the other day?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. What do they got? Like two left?
I know. Yeah. That was big too. But the reason why I brought that up about Congress, then you had Nancy. I mean, instead of them worrying about the border and looking at New York cops, feeling for the two or three that are looking out for all those immigrants and stuff, this is what Nancy Pelosi's talking about.
Probably the richest person in the world. Forget all these ratings that people have. The richest person in the world. He's also not the most evil, stiff competition for that honor, but nonetheless among the top three or four most evil people in the world. What does he have on Donald Trump that he have to constantly be catering to Putin, telling Putin, go into these countries, NATO countries. NATO was there to stop Russia, to keep Russia out. They have been successful for nearly 75 years. We will celebrate that security.
Not true, Nancy. Sorry, toots. NATO was set up to defend against the Warsaw Pact, which was many more countries than just Russia.
I love Jen Psaki's face in that, where she's just like, you tell him, girlfriend.
And that's the thing.
Don't worry. The people that are watching are stupid. They won't know what the hell you're talking about. Just go ahead. Go, girl.
I was going to say, that's what drives me bananas. People watch that and think that's news and actual reporting. Right. They think Vladimir Putin is the biggest danger America faces today.
Yep.
It's not, he's not even top 10.
He's not an ally, but he's certainly not as big of a threat as they make him out to be. You look how he played Tucker Carlson. I mean, he went out there, he played him like a freaking gangster. He did that interview, had everybody but including myself, impressed about the history, and the next day whacked that dude in prison.
Right. Yep. Right. And I mean, it's like, I didn't watch it, but I watched different clips. But one of the clips that really got me was when because I don't know that much about Tucker in his history of him growing up. I never knew that he tried out for the CIA and didn't get in. I didn't know that. Putin did.
Of course he did.
KGB Putin did. Okay. I was like,
but
dude, the thing is that we got to be
a little
kid up to this guy right here. This guy knows everything. And honestly, everything that Putin was saying, he wasn't talking to Tucker. He was talking to everybody else.
No, that's true.
Because he knew everybody was going to be watching it. So he got out his talking points, you know.
I'll tell you, I still believe a lot of the things he says. I mean, he said some really good stuff that needed to be said. Like, one of the biggest mistakes that the United States government has ever made was using its currency as a weapon. And that's a freaking truth. That's the truth.
Yeah. But
he's not our friend.
Right, right, exactly, exactly.
And to Tucker's credit, he kept his mouth shut and let Putin talk.
Right, right.
Well, and I mean, here's the reality, folks. There are how many hundreds of countries around the world? And very few of them are really our friends. Like, we give people now, money. Right, we give people money to buy their friendship.
We but give the enemy right. money. We give we the, give enemy, the money.
Enemy money.
It's crazy.
And there's hundreds of countries out there that are run by really awful people doing really awful things.
And this is one of them.
Yeah, and this is one of them. And at some point, America's got to come first. We can't, you know, we talk about the grab the oxygen mask yourself first. The country's being lost and destroyed by people like Nancy Pelosi.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you know, you have that Navalny situation of people crying crocodile tears about that. What about the freaking people that committed suicide in the gulags on January 6th? What about all those people? What makes us any better than him?
And this just said nobody knew who the hell Navalny was.
Hell no.
Until he got assassinated. Nobody cared.
And probably what the guy, they call him the Trump of Russia.
Right.
I mean, that's what reports are over there. My guess is he probably worked for the CIA and got caught.
Right. And here's what's funny is everybody all of a sudden cares about this guy.
Right.
When, like Hutch said, they're going to arrest one January 6ther a day. So in 2023 and in 2024, that's what the pace is. This is years after January 6th.
They arrested a guy yesterday in Oregon.
Right. But I mean, every day they're averaging arresting one January 6th or a year. How many people have been arrested from the Epstein client list?
Right.
How many Congress people have been arrested that have served in Congress in the last 20 years? How many of those have been arrested? Ain't none of them committed no crimes? Really?
Right.
Really?
Right. Yep. Eye opening experience today, and coming back next week, talk to his people. But coming back next week is our lawyer in chief. Yeah, I know who I'm talking about. Our lawyer in chief is.
I'm terrible with names, Wayne. You know,
Jim Perry Mason.
Jim, yeah. Jim Bankman?
Jim Park. Yeah. Jeez. He'll be back. Our mutual friend is the one that got picked up by the FBI. And he's been that diesel thing that you were talking about.
Diesel therapy.
And he even said diesel therapy. I was like, well, God darn, Hutch said that today on the show, you know. Jim is going to be here, and he loves being on the show. And with everything that's going on court wise and whatnot, why not bring on a winning lawyer to break things down? But yeah, he's we haven't had him on for a few months now, but I was thinking about that last night, and I finally got the number to reach out and talk to his law firm. So he's happy to.
Oh, nice.
Come back. So yeah, he misses the show. He was damn sure missed the show. Okay, with that said, tomorrow's hump day. You got two more days before the weekend. Whatever you do, I think it's warming up, but I don't know, because I also saw lower temperatures later on in at the end of the week. So I don't know.
We're heading toward the end anyway.
Yeah, we're heading toward the end.
Minnesota's
last sunset before 6 p.m. yesterday.
Was it?
That's what my wife told me.
Last sunset before 6.
Like it was 5:58 last night. Everyone going forward is going to be after 6.
Okay.
All right. A good sign. Well, look for the robins outside.
And didn't both of y'all tell me that y'all had electronic lawnmowers?
I do.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I'm definitely afraid of it, though. I keep it outside.
I may as well think about getting one.
They're so expensive, though, man.
Oh, is it?
Well, $400-$500.
You know, we just bought ours last year. Jen wanted one to mow the front yard for exercise, and she didn't like the gas ones. We've had it a year. It wasn't that expensive. It was about the same price as an electric, and it works really slick. Like, I don't know how long it'll work. We don't have a huge yard we use it for because I use the riding mower in the backyard, but for the front yard, it's, yeah, it's awesome.
Mine's self-propelled, so I had to get a bigger battery.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jay, give me a last thought. Hutch, give me a last thoughts, and we are out.
Well, hey, just a couple things. Sounds like Nikki Haley had her thing saying she's not dropping out. So that was when the show was running on. So this Saturday, South Carolina primary, we'll have to get our guesses in on Thursday for what percent she gets and what none of the above gets. But it's pretty crazy with that. And then on things to keep an eye on, this spending for Ukraine is wild. And Johnson kicked the house out for 2 weeks. And when he comes back, it's right around the first, which is when the funding stuff runs out, the continuing resolution. So I'm just going to watch this evolve, because I think when the House gets back, they've just got a short window to get either a continuing resolution or something. But yep. I have never seen Washington so mobilized to give money to somebody. And there's so themselves. Many people, and there's so many people leaving the House that, you know, there's kickbacks on the backside, but these people are freaking the hell out that they're not going to get this money to Ukraine. And and so Johnson shutting down the House for 2 weeks is actually brilliant, because everybody's freaking panicking.
You just got to watch what his motives are. I'm not fully trusting in him yet. It'd be nice to see something good happen, but man, something good hasn't happened out of that place in a long time.
Right.
These guys are all panicking because it's money for themselves. Just a point, we get nervous when all these people are leaving Congress. But Matt Gaetz came out with a tweet or something. I don't know what it was. But basically said the only way that we're ever going to get control back of this body for Make America Great people, for America First people, is to get rid of these people that are leaving. Yeah. So I think what we should focus on, instead of being worried about them leaving, we need to start being focused on getting some MAGA candidates running in those districts. Let's pick up those districts and give Matt Gaetz and those people a little bit of backup.
There you go. All right. We will see you tomorrow. God bless.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.